President Biden heads to Europe. His first stop is the United Kingdom, then it's on to Lithuania for a NATO summit. A big priority for Biden on this trip is highlighting the strength of alliances and the possible expansion of NATO. In London, awaiting his arrival is NPR White House correspondent Asma Khalid. Hi, Asma.
Hi there, Aisha.
So let's begin with the UK. What's on the agenda for Biden there?
Well, this is the first time Biden is meeting King Charles as king. The two have met, of course, multiple times when Charles was formerly known as the Prince of Wales. They recently met back in 2021 at a climate summit in Glasgow. Both, you know, Biden and the king have tried to really take on global leadership roles to combat climate change. And the two men are expected to discuss the issue when they meet at Windsor Castle tomorrow. Biden will also meet with British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. And this is notably their sixth time meeting since Sunak came into office less than a year ago. The two leaders will likely discuss, among other issues, the war in Ukraine.
Speaking of Ukraine, Biden is heading to NATO's annual summer meeting, taking place, of course, with this backdrop of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. So what is the White House message heading into this summit?
Well, Biden is planning to give a big speech in Vilnius, which is in Lithuania. That's the site, as you mentioned, of this year's NATO summit. And it was once part of the former Soviet Union. This White House has focused a lot on rebuilding ties with allies that it says were severed during the Trump years. Take a listen to Jake Sullivan previewing the trip. He's Biden's national security advisor.
Thanks in large part to President Biden's leadership, NATO is stronger, more energized, and more united than ever.
But, you know, while this alliance has been united in supporting Ukraine against Russian aggression, experts tell me there appear to be some cracks forming. You're seeing that with Turkey and Hungary, both of whom have been reluctant to sign off on Sweden joining NATO.
So Sweden applied more than a year ago. So what is the holdup?
You know, there were expectations that this issue would be resolved ahead of this year's NATO summit, but that doesn't look likely. The big holdup has been Turkey, which believes Sweden is not doing enough to clamp down on groups that it views as terrorists. But really, experts also tell me that Sweden is caught in the middle. Stephen Cook is with the Council on Foreign Relations.
I think it's not just about Sweden. I think that desire for the Turks to demonstrate that they have power and influence and can shape the alliance or block things within the alliance has much to do with the relationship with the United States and wanting to be treated as an equal.
And Turkey sees Sweden's membership really as leverage to some degree.
But leverage for what exactly? Like, what does Turkey want?
Yeah, I mean, Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has made it clear he wants the United States to approve the sale of F-16 fighter jets to Turkey. That would, of course, have to be approved by Congress. And you've seen some senators, including the chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, a Democrat, Bob Menendez, who've publicly expressed opposition to the sale. I will say Biden has made it clear that he is open to it, and he really wants Sweden in NATO. So there's a growing sense in Washington that the F-16s could be a bargaining chip. But Aisha, you know, experts also tell me that there is a bit of a personal dynamic at play here. Biden and Erdogan don't have a particularly warm relationship. Back during the 2020 presidential campaign, Biden even once referred to Turkey's president as an autocrat. There is a possibility they could meet on the sidelines of the NATO summit. And, you know, experts tell me perhaps that could help smooth over their relationship.
What does it say about the unity of NATO that it's taken more than a year to resolve this issue of Sweden joining the alliance?
Yeah, you know, I will say the alliance has been united again in response to Russia's invasion, but it's this issue of expansion that's been troublesome. And it's not just about Sweden. You know, a huge looming question ahead of this NATO summit is Ukraine. The other day in an interview with CNN, Ukraine's president called on Biden to invite Ukraine into NATO now. The White House is open to Ukraine joining the alliance, but it's not articulated a timetable. And the White House says there are still reforms needed in Ukraine for it to come up to NATO standards.
That's NPR White House correspondent Asma Khalid. Asma, thank you so much.
It was good talking to you, Aisha.